The magic of makeup is undeniable, and El Paso and Nicole De La Torre, a current student at Tri-State Cosmetology, won second prize in a national Halloween makeup contest presented by Headlux, an ultra-premium supplier of beauty products to the industry. Her makeup was so good that representatives thought that her submission was a mask. Here to talk about makeup and the magic it can be used to create are Tri-State student Nicole De La Torre and owner and president of Tri-State Cosmetology, Amy Parker. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
So, Nikki, your intentions are hair, right?
Yes.
And somehow you ended up doing makeup, but if I'm not missing something, you did makeup to get back to hair. Will you tell us how you got involved?
Well, my teacher actually just passed around the flyer that was going, and I saw that there was a $250 sheer set for the prize for first place. So I basically told her, you know what, I'm going to join this, I'm going to win it. And yeah, that's what happened.
And tell us about the look you created, because it is pretty incredible. It does look like a mask.
Yeah. It's just basically an alien. I did it on my niece, which is 7 years old, and I had her pick out of three different pictures. One was an alien, one was a skull, and then one was a porcelain doll, and she wanted the alien, so we went ahead and did that. So I thought it was a challenge for me to try something on, you know, such a young person, but yeah.
That's so funny because it doesn't even look like that. Well, the image will be up with your story so people can look at it online, because it's hard to believe that, number one, it's a seven-year-old, and number two, that it's not a mask. But tell us the techniques that you used. Amy was saying that you got crafty with your makeup. Number one, it's not theatrical makeup, which is what I thought when I first saw it.
No, I just use basic foundation, like MAC, Urban Decay, and just stuff that we use every day. Put foundation. There's really no technique, just kind of drew it on there, blended it in a little bit, you know, I did put some like baby powder to bring out a little white and just different eyeshadows, stuff like that.
Mascara
as well.
This mascara is the black around the eyes. It's not conventional makeup use, but it worked.
It worked.
Technically, you won second prize, but they gave you the shears anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. They went ahead and emailed me and said it was really good, and they offered me, did you still want to do the $50 gift card, or did you want us to go ahead and send you the $250 shears? So I said, hey, that's what I wanted. So
that's what you went in for, right?
Yeah. So I went ahead and chose the shears.
So how did you choose beauty as your trade?
You've always cut hair.
Yeah, I've always been into hair, like cutting. I've started like on my dad and my brother, and then went to my sister, and it's just been a passion that I've liked to do, and I just want to grow with it, probably open up a salon in the future, near future.
And Amy, is this common in your students where, you know, they come in with hair, but then, I mean, it seems like they all have multiple talents.
It is common. They're all very creative. So they're creative in different mediums, whether it's painting and hair. And I mean, they're not just good at doing hair. And some of them that come in and say they'd never do nails then do great nail art. And Nikki, every time somebody cuts, she's always at the front of the reception desk saying, I'm ready for another haircut. She loves haircuts. And we know that. And we give her a lot of haircuts. But that's why I was kind of surprised with how good she did, because the only girl that beat her was from an L.A. professional makeup school. So, but she is creative, yeah.
But it seems like it's the motivation to cut hair that got you to be really good at makeup.
Right. Right.
Do you think, I mean, now that you kind of went into makeup, it's something that you'll pursue a little bit more or kind of develop?
At first, I didn't think so, but once I started working with it, I was like, oh, it's kind of cool. So I've been working on it, trying different things. Different makeup.
She said the same thing to me about color, because when she first got there, she wanted to go to a barber school. And she's like, that's all I want to do is haircuts. And I asked her, do you now like color? And she says, the more I'm learning, the more she likes a little bit of everything. And we see that, honestly, a lot.
It's got to be kind of fun for you, because, I mean, having been to Tri-State before, it's a super creative environment, and something's always happening.
Yeah, it is. And we're super proud of her. We're so excited. And I give them a lot of different national contests to enter. And I think sometimes they don't have the self-esteem to do it. So I was excited that she took advantage of it and then did so good. And she said, I'm going to win. And she did.
So hopefully really that'll inspire other students to participate. Because the talent is
there. They're incredibly talented. So incredibly talented.
Like, how long does it take you to come out of beauty school, either hair, nails, or?
It's about 15 to 18 months in cosmetology, doing everything, which is hair, makeup, facials, nails, and then you can do just nails or aesthetics on the side, which is about 8 months.
And do you find that somebody will come in for nails and then leave with the whole kit and caboodle?
Sometimes what we find more is somebody goes from like nails to aesthetics, or they go from aesthetics and then they want to go into cosmetology. So it just depends. And some come into manicuring and they're like, I hate hair and that's all I'm ever going to do, or vice versa. We have cosmetologists that are like, if you give me a pedicure, I'm going to kill you.
That sounds like you.
Yes.
So the plan is hair. It's always been hair. Even when you were a little girl, were you cutting Barbies and all that? Because that seems to be a common thread. Or
no, it started off going to the barbershop with my dad.
Is he a barber?
No, he's
just
yeah, I'd always go make sure I was there every time we went and got a haircut. I was just so into it. And now I don't know.
And her brother-in-law went to Tri-State, and they're thinking of opening up a salon.
Yeah, we are going to open up a salon soon.
And does he do hair, or what's mm-hmm. his?
Yes, he does hair. He does precision cutting, mm-hmm. so he's more into that.
And color.
Yeah, color and stuff like that, but he's pretty good. I look up to him a lot. He's also an artist as well, so.
Well, and let's talk about cosmetology as an art, because it really is. I mean, you're affecting how a person looks and how they feel about themselves. What goes into your mind as you're working on somebody's aesthetic?
Honestly, changing their look. So just, I don't know, just making it something that they're comfortable with, but it's different. And I like to do things out of the box as well. I like to come up with different hairstyles, different just things like that.
Do you have a hard time finding willing participants? I'm a hair adventurist, so I have no issues cutting hair, but I know that a lot of people are very Mm-mm. attached to their hair.
No, actually not at all. A lot of people, they're always like, I trust you. I've seen
like,
you.
Go for it.
Do it. And then I do it. Half the time, I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just go in there and do it, and they love it. So it works.
But that's got to be part of it, right? I mean, that's how the creative process works, whether mm-hmm. it's hair, makeup, nails, or painting, or whatever it is. I mean, do you see that? I mean, do you consider yourself an artist?
Yes. And this kind of thing, yeah, I do.
As you should. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a different kind of art, I guess I would say.
And the pictures were so incredible. Just like, I was like, where's your niece's eyes? And she had to show me like the picture from beginning to end, because I was like, okay, how did that start? To kind of see the evolution of it. And because I didn't believe it either.
It took me a while to figure the eyes out too, but then I saw her eyes are closed, right?
Mm-hmm. She has her eyes closed.
And then you painted the big, I know we're talking about this. I feel like I keep sending people to the website. You got to see the website so you can see the photo of the makeup, because it is unbelievable. So her eyes are closed, and then there's almost a dimension or a shadow to it. Almost looks shiny.
Some shine.
There's a little shine. It's a lot of eyeliner, white. Different, just white and green and black and browns, just blended in.
Like shade, shading.
Different shading and stuff like that.
How many times did you have to do it till you thought, okay, we're ready to submit?
Not a lot.
Really?
No, and then I had a professional photographer take the pictures as well. So I wanted it in detail. You can see, I don't think with a regular phone or camera you could have got like the detail in it.
Yeah, because you can't tell she's 7. I mean, that she's got like these wrinkles kind of by her eyes, you know, like all the...
Tell her how long it took you.
Less than 30 minutes, maybe.
It takes me 30 minutes to do my regular makeup.
When, I don't know. It was really quick. Yeah.
So did you go straight from high school to cosmetology school, or did you have a break in there?
I had a break.
And then what made you decide to finally just focus on it?
My brother-in-law, he kind of talked me into it. He said, hey, you know, I'm probably going to open up this. I'd like you to join. I've seen some of your work on this, you know, just messing around and stuff. And I said, hey, yeah, I'll try it out. See if I like it. And I started at Tri-State, and I've loved it since I've started. So learned a lot of good things.
That's so cool. Do you see that it runs in the family?
Yeah, well, he told her, I said, why'd you come here? And she said, because Jeremiah told me to come here. But, yeah, I mean, obviously there's talent in that family, and Jeremiah's a good person to look up to. He was a great student and became a student instructor, and he's done very well. Very well.
So Amy, will you tell us, for other people that are interested in cosmetology or pursuing it, can they just go and shadow, or how does that work?
No, they can come by and take a tour of the school, and we can give them information. They can come get a service and talk to a student and see how the students like it anytime. We're open Monday nights through Friday nights and Tuesday day through Saturday, 8:30 to 3:30 during the days, and nights we're open 4 to 10 p.m. So they can come and take a tour anytime, Monday through Friday, or give us a call at 533-8274.
Cool. And they can find you online and on Facebook.
They can find us online and our webpage. Our webpage has Nikki's work also and other work that our students do. We try to keep them doing different creative things often. So it'll have pictures of a lot of the students' different works.
Well, Nikki, if this is any, you know, kind of foreshadowing as to where you're going, I think you're on a good path. Seems like you found it.
She is.
Yes, thank you.
She'll do good.
Yeah. Congratulations again winning your shears. And if you're interested in getting a fun haircut from Nikki, go down to Tri-State. If you're interested in pursuing cosmetology as your art, go ahead and visit them. Thank you so much for stopping by today. My guests have been Nicole de la Torre and Amy Parker from Tri-State Cosmetology. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.